QST, QST, QST. Good evening. This is Kilo 2 Hotel Alpha, announcing that the Scars Sunday Evening Rag Chew, our Christmas Hanukkah continuing special, is due to start in about 5 minutes. If you have an urgent need for this conference server, or emergency traffic to pass on it before the net begins, please call K2HA now. Good evening. This is the Scars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, Sunday Evening Rag Chew. Beginning at this time at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday and every Saturday, this net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization, which follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Great Lakes. All contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net host, yours truly, K2HA. For personal traffic with another station that doesn't involve everyone else, please move off the system and establish your contact direct, take care of that business, and then come on back and rejoin the ongoing conversation. Since this is a rag chew net, we do encourage stations to stay around. Participate in the conversation we're having tonight about Christmas traditions, Hanukkah traditions, and anything that you'd want to contribute. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Now, information regarding our operation may be found on that fantastic website, scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com. Your net host for this session is Fred, K2HA. I'm located in Broomall, Pennsylvania, approximately 12 miles west of downtown Philadelphia, and I'd say maybe 15 miles from the stadium where the Cowboys and the Eagles are playing right now. Emergency traffic always has priority. Is there any emergency or priority traffic that needs to be handled at this time? None heard. Do we have anyone celebrating a birthday, anniversary this week, last week? A special occasion. Please come with that and we will celebrate with you. Nothing heard. The purpose of this rag chew is a moderated rag chew. We bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere. We seek to make this a caring fellowship where we can, check on each other, share informal updates, have fun, make new friends, and, of course, chew the rag. All amateurs worldwide are welcomed and encouraged to join us on the rag chew, and you can invite your friends also. First on our list tonight for us to bring aboard is John down there in Bradenton, Florida. WN4V, John, is it warm down there?
K2HA, WN4V. Well, the temperature right now, I just looked at it, Fred, was 69 degrees. We have had a dreary overcast day with misty rain on and off all day long. Yeah, a bit unusual for this area, since the rain we usually get are tropical showers. But this is the sort of day I like, where you just sit inside and read and do something you enjoy and play radio. Misty rain all day long. Usual day, we went to Mass this morning, but we did not come back home and eat. A Filipino friend of my wife, took us out to one of the local Chinese buffets. And of course, I ate too much. I'm probably going to have to run several miles to work it off. But it was sure enjoyable, and the food was great and reasonably priced. This is not the largest Chinese buffet here in Bradenton. There's one other rather large one, but it's a bit cozier, and we enjoy going there occasionally, very occasionally. I'll let it reset. My wife is 4'11". She weighs about 110 pounds. She doesn't eat much, and buffets don't pay for us with her. But today, she actually brought a lot of it home, and it's currently sitting in the freezer. Let me reset again. She's been watching Christmas movies pretty much most of the afternoon. I found one, Fred, that you might enjoy, and maybe you've heard of it. It's one of the first ones, the first Christmas movies made with that fantasy and redemption, moral redemption theme in mind. It's called Beyond Tomorrow. Maybe you're familiar with it. It's available on YouTube, and it's I haven't seen a restored copy of it yet. It's on one other website, which I will put in the text box. But it's worth watching. I think it's worth watching. And made in 1940. K2HAWN4V.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Thank you for that. This is Fred, K2HA, and John, your wife brought home Chinese food from a buffet. Wow. I'm surprised they let her out the door. But, speaking of Chinese food, it's interesting. Our choir has a tradition, because we sing two services on Christmas Eve, that in between the services, well, you know, there's about 2 hours in between, they go out for Chinese. There are no other restaurants open in the area. Everybody else is closed for Christmas, but the Chinese restaurants stay open. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with a scar. Oh, that movie I have not seen, but I'll put it on my list to check out. Thank you very much for that, John. This is the Scars Sunday evening rag too on Hanukkah, the first day. And we are enjoying just a group of guys that just came aboard, and I want to pick up Ken. He was on the list last night, but then he disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. KD9NDJ.
Good evening, Fred, and everyone listening in on the net. I wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and report on life in Rantoul, Illinois. We're in East Central Illinois, and we've had very mild weather, and it's looking like it's going to be kind of a wet Christmas. We're at 37 right now. We'll probably dip below freezing tonight, but tomorrow's going to be even warmer than it was today. We topped out in the mid-40s or thereabouts. That's about all I've got to report at the moment. K2HA, this is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you very much, Ken. We missed, I don't know, I saw you on the list, and then all of a sudden you weren't there. But we're continuing our Christmas Hanukkah special tonight, so I have lots of questions here. Some are simple, some are not. But here's one that's pretty simple. What was the original title of the Little Drummer Boy? Little Drummer Boy. And three choices are The Bigger Drummer Boy, The Savior's Drums, or number three, The Carol of the Drum. So think about that, and somebody might come up with the answer on that one. All right, this is Fred, K2HA with the Scars. Sunday evening, Rag Chew, and Chief, W4RFJ, how are you, and give my greetings to Charlotte.
K2HA, this is W4RFJ, good evening to the Rag Chew group here, and as soon as she wakes up, I'll be glad to pass the sentiments on. I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays, and certainly didn't want to miss jumping in here before the Christmas holiday to say hello to my South Cars family. So back over to you, Fred, W4RFJ.
Okay, very good, Chief. And so I just wanted to let you know that on the 7th of January, I am flying to Israel. And I was hoping to take that DMR handheld with me. So any guidance you can give me, I just appreciate that. I'm leaving on the 7th of January. Going to go take a tour of Israel. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, continuing on, getting people checked in here. Desiree, VA3IDJ, welcome aboard.
K2HA and everyone else around the world, this is Victor Alpha 3, independent disc jockey, here for a brief stay. I have to get ready for another net I'll be doing a little bit later at 2000 hours. I've got tapped on the shoulder to do the Ontario Provincial Communications Network net for the 12 different districts we have here in Ontario. Got a slight frog in the throat. Sorry. I'm going to take a moment here. Yeah, that sounds a little better. And I just got to get my paperwork and everything ready. I'm just trying a new mode of communication tonight, going through my mixing board that I normally capture sound bites for my computer with, and seems to be doing the job. So hopefully the net will go smooth for you, Fred. My answer is going to probably be number three, The Carol of the Drums. I seem to recall hearing some of that when I did some Christmas mixing of music many years ago. Wish everyone a happy holidays, 75-2 from VA3IDJ.
Okay, Desiree, you scored on that one. Very good. That is correct. We have lots more here for everybody to guess about. It is The Carol of the Drum. And congratulations on being nominated for the net control of that net. And we do appreciate you coming aboard. What is the name of the mixing board that you are using? Is that a digital mixing board?
It's an audio mixing board that most people would use, like maybe for recording mic inputs. It's a Behringer.
Okay, did you say Behringer?
Roger, roger.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I just picked up one of those from my church because it stopped working. And so I said, well, throw it my direction when you replace it. But I haven't looked at it yet. Don't know why it's not working, but I'll play with it. Okay, thank you, Desiree. Merry Christmas to you. Peace and blessings for the new year. Thank you for checking in. And we have some more people here on the list to go to. Let's go down there to Winter Spring, Florida, to Mark, K5NO. Happy first day of Hanukkah to you, Mark. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, thank you very much, Fred, and good evening to you. Good evening to the net. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5 Noe, Ontario. The name is Mark, Mexico for Radio Canada, and I'm mobile in Orlando. near UCF. And the reason for that is a Hanukkah party with my friend from Harriet. And I want to wish you and yours a happy Hanukkah. This is the first night. As the sun sets, first light is lit, and with the first of eight candles, and all is well with the world. Not much over there, 61 degrees, and rain. Rain is expected through the midnight hour into sunrise with the high of 71. Not too much. Everybody is joying and near UCF, and all is well. So with that, we'll say 73s. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and a Happy Hanukkah. K2HA from K5NO.
Okay, Mark. So what food there at that party is prominent and normally there for the Hanukkah party? Is it a variety, or is there a special main dish?
Well, the name of the game is latkes, lots and lots of latkes. I saw a promo on Sunday morning. Is we got an article about latkes, so it's I tried them, and it's very tasty over there. That's all, K5NO.
Okay, yeah, those latkes, they're good. I used to celebrate Hanukkah up in Fairbanks, Alaska, with my agency was sponsored by the local synagogue also, besides all the churches. And so they always invited me to the Hanukkah party, and it was always delicious. Okay, thank you very much, Mark. Peace and blessings to you, and please give our greetings to your wife. All right, let's continue on here, getting people checked in. We have a number on the list here. I see Robert down there in Australia. VK2DY, Robert, Kellyville Ridge, suburban Sydney, Australia, on a Monday morning. Welcome aboard.
K2HA, this is VK2DY, Robert, and indeed, Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but just all part of the urban sprawl in Sydney. Well, 21 degrees Celsius, about 70 Fahrenheit, and we're going to get a few more degrees than that, but not much more. We've cooled off considerably from the weekend, and it looks like we're going to get highs in the mid-70s Fahrenheit up through Christmas and beyond. The fires keep burning. We're watching. Our plans for Christmas Day are to head down to my brother-in-law, who lives down a place called Moss Vale in the Southern Highlands. But we're watching the fires, because at the moment the main motorway through the Hume Highway has got bushfire on both sides of it at a certain point. So hopefully we'll be able to get through and get down there, but you never know. Our plans change from day to day when you've got the bushfires going. But at any rate, we're hoping to do that. Should have some rain, hopefully on Christmas Day, and on as well on Christmas Eve Day. So hopefully we get some rain. It'll ruin my beach plans, but at this point, beach plans, rain is a much higher priority than any kind of beach plans. We can very much enjoy ourselves at my brother-in-law's house and not travel anywhere. Let me reset for a second. So I picked up plum pudding. I'm also going to pick up some pavlova, and we'll take that down to my brother-in-law's, along with some lamb that I picked up, and we'll have a really nice Christmas Day feast down there. And I think that's probably what we'll do. Other than that, not much else to share at this point. I just wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah. VK2DY, back to Net.
Okay, thank you very much, Robert. That is fantastic. And I do have on my prayer list send rain to Australia to put out the fires and to refresh the reservoirs, too. So it is a real challenge sometimes to travel on these holidays, and it gets even more complicated when the road is in danger. Okay, thank you very much. And okay, another question here for our guesstimation. In what year was Silent Night first performed? Silent Night first performed. Was that number A, 1718, B, 1818, or C, 1618? Which year was Silent Night first performed? 1718, 1818, or 1618? Okay, when anybody wants to answer that, they may jump in. Okay, let's go to KB9, EWG.
Good evening to you there, Fred, and everybody on South Cars, KB9 EWG, Echo 2289, along with Mr. Cole, Echo 2289, Decimal 5. Currently it's 40 degrees, and clear skies here in La Crosse, so not a bad day for December. I've been kind of busy today. I've been in the editing mode on my YouTube channel there. Preparing a year-end wrap-up video, kind of a year-end review of how my year's been this year with my YouTube channel there. So I've got a start on that today. I've got a lot more editing to do on it there. It's going to be a fairly lengthy film or movie, whatever. It's got a lot of different segments I'm going to put in there, kind of clips from the whole year here. So. Other than that, nothing much else really going on. Want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah to those who celebrate Hanukkah, and to all the others who celebrate whatever holidays, Happy Holidays to you there. So, back to you there, Fred, K2HA, KB9EWC. Oh, by the way, before I turn it over, Mr. Cole, are you sitting here right next to me doing no good as well? K2HA, KB9EWC.
Okay, thank you, David. Oh, that's interesting. A wrap-up video for the year. Well, you've had some major changes there, and you sent me that picture of you in that shirt, that new shirt, and boy, you look good. And you're really moving right along on your that program you have, and congratulations on that. Yeah, let me throw in here another question. So we got the one on what year was Silent Night first performed, and I'm going to add another one here. Joy to the World is based on which book of the Bible? Matthew, Psalms, or Corinthians? Matthew, Psalms, or Corinthians? Okay, continuing on. We want to get Jay up there in Ontario, Canada, VA3JYE.
Thanks, Fred, K2HA, VA3JYE. Jay in southern Ontario, Canada, about 35 miles or so east of Toronto. And we do have a temperature here of 37 degrees, Fred. Wow, is it ever, and it's supposed to be warmer even tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. South Cars number, Echo 2513. And the first question, I think I'll go with B, 1818, I believe it was. whatever B was with the 18 there. 18, I think. And the second one, I don't know. Anyway, really enjoyed the net there last night, Fred. Pretty cool. Hearing all the different stories and so on about Christmas, what everybody does. So with that, of course, we're having our whole family over here on Wednesday. And, you know, be good to see the grandkids open up presents and stuff. It's all about the kids, really, you know, for sure. Anyway, with that, Fred, I want to wish everyone a good evening and a Merry Christmas. And not sure if you're on the net there next Sunday night. If not, I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year, and we'll be looking forward to hearing everyone on the net again. So we'll pass it back to you there, Fred. VA3JYE, Merry Christmas, everyone, and back to you, Fred.
Okay, very good, Jay. I enjoyed last night, and that was good. And so let me throw in another story here. In growing up, I said last night we got a tree, a live tree, not a living tree, but you know, a real tree. And my father used to drill holes and put another branch in here, another branch in there, because we'd never got a good looking one. So he made it good looking. And I guess in the tradition that my parents grew up in, they had the tradition of cotton, tinsel and cotton. And the and so every year, and my family did not have much money, so we would take out the lengths of cotton to, after the tree was all decorated, the lights were on, and the balls were on, and the top ornament was on, everything was in place, and so out would come first the tinsel. And we drape that over the branches, and then finally we'd carefully lay the cotton on the strips of cotton along the branches to simulate snow. So we did that every year, and of course, when we took the tree down, we took all the tinsel off and stored it for the next year. And we took all the cotton off and stored it for the next year. And year after year, we used the same tinsel and the same cotton. It worked, but it was labor intensive. All right, this is Fred, K2HA, with the Stars Sunday Evening Rag Chew. Let's see here. Who hasn't had an opportunity to jump in? I think we've gotten most everybody. Oh, wait a second. I see somebody. WQ1I, I think. Carson, welcome aboard. This is Fred, K2HA.
Whiskey Quebec 1 India. Carson here. I believe I just heard my name. I was out in the other room. My grandkids, a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I believe it was me you called on.
Yes, you are correct, Carson. Glad to have you aboard. Welcome to, we're still celebrating our Christmas special. And so when you were growing up, what kind, did you celebrate Christmas or the Hanukkah or whatever? So did you have a tree in your house and decorate it? Was it a live tree, artificial tree? What was your tradition when you were young?
Well, I think tradition was completely different than what we have today. When I was growing up, we did not see a Christmas tree till Christmas morning. We woke up to it. My parents, our living room was partitioned off with two big sliding doors, and my dad's side of the family is a German heritage, and so we didn't see anything until Christmas morning. And I can always remember the bags under my parents' eyes, because they must have been up all night decorating that thing. And it was really quite nice. It was quite magical for us growing up. And I'm going to pass it. Oh, you had a couple questions, if I remember correctly. I believe Silent Night was first performed in 1818. I believe it was a German pastor that wrote it. And I forgot what the other question was. So, oh, I know. The Joy to the World is based on the Psalms. And I'll pass it back to Nick, WQ1I.
Oh, thank you, Carson. Very good. WQ1I. This is Fred, K2HA. And sorry about me reading the list here, because my new glasses should be coming in next week, and this description's out of date. Yeah, I was listening to the presentation on NPR that Rick Steves, the travel guru, had on Sunday. And, well, here it's on Saturday morning. It's this weekend, so you can get it on NPR if you want to listen to it. And he had people from Germany and from Czechoslovakia and a number of other countries talking about their traditions. And basically, the people in Germany said that that's the way they still do it, that the tree goes up while the children are sleeping, and on Christmas morning, there it is, all decorated, and the gifts are there, and that tradition is still alive. And here in the States, there's still people that do it here this way, but I rarely see that here, but in Germany, it's still going on. Okay, this is Fred, KTUHA, with the Scars Sunday Evening Rag Shoe. Thank you, Carson, for checking in, and good guesses on those. I'm going to put down the what you said, 1818, and and you are correct about the Psalms is the answer there. Let me reset. So, another question. Just moving right along here with all these questions I had for last night. The tune of Green Sleeves. Green Sleeves is used for which Christmas carol? While shepherds watch their flocks, A. B. We three kings of Orient are. Or C. What child is this? The tune Green Sleeves. Which carol? While shepherds watch their flocks, we three kings, or what child is this? Okay, continuing on. Do we have anybody out there that would like to check in for the first time, or somebody would like to recheck? Come now.
89NDJ, I'll take a recheck.
Okay, Ken, very good. Go ahead. You have an answer?
I have an answer. What child is this is set to the tune of Green Sleeves, I believe. And also, I wanted to put something out there that was a childhood Christmas memory of mine. We always had live trees, and my father set up his childhood train set around the tree. It was a Lionel O-gauge train, and we kids, me especially, just loved it. And when he went silent key, and probably even before, I ended up with that equipment, and of course, I tried setting it up to recreate the ancient memory of Christmas's past, and ended up burning a hole in the carpet. So my take on it was that the quest for safety has really, I mean, good things have come from that, but back in the day, kids' toys were fairly dangerous by modern standards. And on that Merry Christmas note, K2HA, this is KD9, NDJ.
Well, Ken, thank you for bringing that up. I totally forgot about that. I still do that. When I was 7 or 8, my parents, I said earlier, didn't have much money. So I ended up accumulating 2 birthday gifts owed. Didn't get birthday gifts for 2 years. And a Christmas gift. And I got a Lionel train set. I still have it. It still runs. It's O-gauge. This is Santa Fe line with the Magna traction engine. And I set it up for my grandson. And we run that thing in the living room. Now, of course, the tracks will spark because the wheel underneath hits the track where it's connected together. And there are some sparks that come out of there. So I do put a barrier between the carpet and the train layout. And try to get the tracks real close together. I use rubber bands to hold them together. And we have a ton of a lot of fun with that. And I got 2 trains running at the same time. And we set it up every Christmas. So thank you for bringing up that memory. We still do that. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the Scars Sunday Evening Rag Chew, celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah. All right. Yes, let me reset here. And the answers are just flowing in here. What child is this? Is correct for the tune Greensleeves. And there's other hymns in the hymnal that also have that tune, but Greensleeves is the one for What Child Is This? Beautiful piece of music. All right. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, on which book of the Bible is this based on? Psalms, Gospel of Luke, or Leviticus? While shepherds watch their flocks by night. Okay, still looking for check-ins and rechecks, and I see a bunch on the list here, so let me go to the first one first. N4JLD, this is Fred, K2HA. John, are you there? N4JLD. Okay. No answer. Go to Mark. KC8FQV up there in Ohio. Okay, it's either I'm not receiving sound or no one is broadcasting. All right, Mark, hang in there. Let's try Dale in Roseburg, Oregon, then. KC7YFE.
Well, top of the evening there, Fred. K2HA, Net Control. Here's KC7YFE. And I just kind of taking one of them Sunday siestas there. A little bit of a book snooze. So I'm just getting up and getting the fire going here for my mom. So wanted to drop in and say hi real quick. Thanks for calling on me there. Have a good day, buddy. And we'll wish you a Merry Christmas, my friend. KC7YFE, back to Net.
Now, Dale, do you have a Christmas tree there that you went out into the forest there in Oregon and cut yourself, or what do you do for Christmas?
Well, no, actually, we don't here, Fred. K2HA, KC7YFP. I don't know if we're gonna bring one in this year or not. I'm not really sure what we're doing. It's just too doggone close to Christmas right now, and wouldn't be no sense in trying to pull up a tree and bring it in here and just for a couple of days to set up and tear down, basically, for about a week. So other than that, no, we don't have a tree.
Okay, well, I understand that. Not everybody does when, you know, they don't have the kids roaming around anymore. But, okay, thank you very much for checking in. Peace and blessings to you. Always look forward to you checking in. Thank you, Dale. All right, continuing on here. KD4OVI in Central Florida. Pete, are you there?
This is Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Victor India on my Motorola handheld, over. KD4 Oscar Victor India, back in that control.
Well, I hear you, Pete. I hear you quite well. Merry Christmas to you, and what are you doing for celebrating this coming week? Over to you, Pete. This is Fred, K2HA.
And this is Kilo Delta 4, Oscar Virginia, back to net control. Yeah, Fred, I was trying a couple of lights up in the outside in front of the door. A couple of nice blue and white lights. One alternating between blue and white. Looks pretty nice. Looks more like a winter atmosphere, blue and white. But we're going to spend the Christmas at home here. We're going to have a nice little dinner and exchange gifts between my wife's mother-in-law. She's going to come over and have a dinner with us at the house here and enjoy and pass out gifts and stuff. And I also want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year from Central Florida and all the neighboring stations that are listening or tuned into Central Florida. All giving you a good Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Back to net control. Over.
Okay, thank you very much there, Pete. And a quiet Christmas at home. The blue and white lights sound nice. They do sound nice. And anything to make a Christmas in Florida nice is really worthwhile. I know the years I spent down there, and I had a house on Winter Springs Boulevard, and I had some very nice shaped trees out, spruce trees out front that were shaped. I kept them shaped like Christmas trees, and it was a lot of work to do that during the year, but and so I used white on the corner of those trees on the corner of the house, and then I had a Mary and Joseph and a baby Jesus in white also there in front of one of the big oak trees, and people used to stop with the presentation the way I had it outlined there on the boulevard and take pictures. And so I do miss that presentation, because that was nice setting for a Christmas display. All right, this is Fred, K2HA, with the Scars Sunday evening rag chew on Hanukkah and celebrating Christmas. Let's see here. We're trying to get everybody aboard on the net, so... I see Ben just jumped on there from Australia, down there Melbourne way. VK3TBS, Ben.
So how are you, and how do you celebrate Christmas down there in Australia?
Hey, Fred. Always a pleasure to be part of the Scars Net, and thank you for including me. Yes, we do a traditional British Christmas, so we'll be going to church in the morning on Christmas Day, and then we'll be having family over for a traditional British roast turkey and the works Christmas. And we also had it just this weekend gone, because not all family can be in the one place at one time, so we did it just on the yesterday as well. We sort of had a pretend Christmas or pre-Christmas Christmas. But yes, we do that no matter what the weather. And this time of year, the temperature could be 19 degrees Celsius, or it could be as hot as 120 degrees Fahrenheit. It's hard to know what temperature it's going to be. This weekend coming, we'll get up to around about 120 degrees Fahrenheit again. So that just shows you how the temperature can vary. Today outside here in Melbourne, I'm right down the bottom, it is thick smoke from the bushfires. A good reminder of how dangerous the bushfires are. And unfortunately, we've been told that the bushfires, they're just so intense, so big, that they won't go out until rain comes. They will try and keep them in control, but they actually won't go out till rain comes. And as I said last time, no rain forecast for the next month or so. So not a good start to summer. Good to hear you, Fred. Thanks for including me. K2HA, VK3TDS.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. Well, peace and blessings to you, and may you have a blessed Christmas. And I need to ask you, do you have the traditional the figgy pudding? And we were talking about that, and apparently it's quite sweet, and it's like a fruitcake, but do you do that also? And could you describe it if you do?
Yes, we do, Fred. And my wife is amazing. She is actually able to cook it herself rather than get a purchased one. And the way it's cooked is in a bowl sort of thing, and it's cooked upside down. And if it's cooked well, when it's time to bring it out, you turn it upside down and hopefully it comes out in one piece. In other words, it doesn't stick to the tin. And my wife has mastered it every time, so which is fantastic. So basically, it's how would I describe it? It's full of fruit, and it's sort of a bit sticky, and it's just beautiful, full of fruit, Christmas fruit and berries and things, and beautiful. Some people put some, I've forgotten what it is, some sort of alcohol in it, which obviously the alcohol goes when it's cooked, but it's got a different flavour, I'm not sure, but we've got kids, so we don't do that. Yes, that's one of our Christmas traditions as far as food goes. Turkey is another one, but one thing that we do, which is a little bit different, we have tomatoes, stuffed tomatoes, something we only have at Christmas time. And my girls also enjoy what we call Christmas ham. And when the cake comes out that you're referring to, Fred, we have another family tradition where we actually sing Happy Birthday to Jesus on Christmas Day. And my kids absolutely love that. So that's a little tradition that we do in our family. And it reminds us what Christmas is all about. But Merry Christmas to you all, and thank you for including me for 2019. And I look forward to the Scars Net in 2020.
Okay, thank you very much, Ben. Peace and blessings to you. And I'm so sorry about the smoke there and the bushfires. I have rain on my prayer list for Australia, and I pray every night for rain for Australia. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the Scars Sunday evening rag two on Hanukkah and Christmas weekend. So let's see here. We didn't get anybody responding from Mark, KC8FQV. I'm going to try him again. Mark, are you are there? Okay, nothing heard there. So let's go over to George. KW4, Lima, Charlie, Bravo. George, how are you today?
Good evening, Frank. KW4, Lima. We're doing fine, and I ask the Army to continue to have everyone on the next station. So, don't we try to get them jumped up so at least we can jump in there and say hi to the Army to Maxine.
George, could you try that again and hold the microphone? You were so far away, it sounded like you were across the room. I could barely hear anything. KW4, Lima, Charlie, Bravo.
Well, Fred, it's on a bell. Let me come back in to make an adjustment here. So, we'll get started and see what we can get straight up on this end.
Okay, well, I heard Wilfred. That came out really good, and the rest of it went back to in the background. I don't know what the problem is, but I'll let you play with it. Try the test connection and come on back, because I'd really love to talk to you and wish you a Merry Christmas. And you're young in there, too. I hear someone in the, that's going around like a rug rat there. We're praying for you and for your wife and for that young'un. Okay, this is Fred, K2AK. Do we have anybody else that would like to check in to the SCARS Sunday Evening Radio? Okay, nothing heard. So the answer for while shepherds watch their flocks by night was the Gospel of Luke. That is correct. It ended up in the text box. It came upon a midnight clear. May have been written in response to which war? It came upon a midnight clear. The Austro-Prussian War, the Mexican-American War, or the Crimean War? Just throwing that one out there. It is very interesting. I mentioned about tinsel a little while ago, and one of the live questions was, what decoration was originally made from strands of silver? I think everybody knew that one. From Nuremberg, Germany. And the answer was tinsel was originally made of shredded silver. Okay. But Frosty the Snowman, in the song, what made Frosty the Snowman come to life? Anybody want to answer that one? The live question on the SCARS website. This is Fred, K2HA.
KB9EWG.
Okay, go ahead, David.
Well, of course, it was the top hat that they put on him, the silk top hat there. From the magician. K2HA, KB9EWG.
Okay. Very good. You are correct. And by the way, the tinsel was invented in Nuremberg, Germany in 1610. So, I don't know, maybe that, you know, both of my parents came from German heritage. And so, that's probably why we had tinsel on the tree. Okay, who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life? Who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life? Anybody want to try that one?
K2HA Fred WN4V. That was Jimmy Stewart. James Stewart, a very distinguished actor.
Okay, you are correct. It is Jimmy Stewart. Now, some interesting tidbits here. The we did the figgy pudding already. We did that last night, and we did a number of questions. I still have a ton more here. The Christmas, the lyrics for O Come, O Come, Emmanuel were originally written in Latin, Vine, Vine, Emmanuel. So that one was is usually an Advent hymn. So my question is to folks here, how many of you actually do Advent or do an Advent calendar in preparation for the Christmas festival? How many of you actually do Advent or do an Advent calendar? Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
Fred, WN4V again. And we do an Advent calendar here. As a matter of fact, in the many years that I spent in Germany as a young man, we would receive purchase Advent calendars with the little doors you would open up one each day, and behind that door would be a piece of chocolate, and you would open one each day, and then on the 24th, you would open up the last one, and those are sold still, at least here in Bradenton, in Aldi's. They sold out very quickly, too, because there's a small German community here. And O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, we sing in the Catholic Church for Advent, every Sunday in Advent, as a matter of fact. K2HAWN4V.
Yes, you are totally correct about that. Yeah, we used to have Advent calendars at the church I grew up in, there are some electronic Advent calendars this year that I've seen pop up on the web, so you can actually use those. It's interesting you talked about the chocolates. Yeah, chocolates are very popular, especially over in Austria and Switzerland and Germany and all of that. They do the Advent calendars, and they still do today. And you are correct about the hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. The way they're doing it in our church the last few years that I attend here is that each of the four Sundays in Advent, we sing one of the verses when we light the Advent candle in church. That's typically the way some churches do it. We're going to be having, let me reset here. So in the church I'm going to, there are three services on Christmas Eve. And in Florida, when I was pastor, I usually had three services also. We're having the 5 o'clock and then the 7 o'clock family service, and then there's the 11 o'clock, the midnight service, candlelight service. We're singing. It's busy time of year. All right, this is Fred, K2HA. Anybody else checking in or rechecks?
YFE recheck.
Oh, KC7YFE Dale in Roseburg, Oregon. Boy, I tell you, Dale, with all those trees that they have up there, I was listening to that program about the German Christmas, and they go out and cut their own trees instead of going buy one. So thanks for coming back, and what's on your plate to talk about?
Well, it just kind of occurred to me that when I woke up a little better, I spotted a cousin brought over. It's pre-decorated and all that. It's got the lights on it, and it's sitting on a little stereo that my mom's got in our front room there at the house. I totally forgot about that one, and, you know, it kind of caught me off guard. I was about half asleep and trying to wake up a bit and get the fire going. So that's really my thought right there. That's what I wanted to share, is that we do have a little tiny tree that sits up on like a stand or something, on like a tabletop type tree. It's not a real big one. It's probably maybe about a foot and a half long or up tall, or maybe a little bigger than that, but it's not real big. Back to you, KC7YFE.
Okay, very good. I know. And my wife takes out this ceramic Christmas tree and has, you put these colored pegs in the thing. You put a light on and turn it on, and it glows. And we put that on a side table and add that to our Christmas decorations. Besides the angels, the banners, and all the other, the lights, etc. And Kathy, this morning, flew up there to Michigan. I pray she arrived there safely. She's up there, our net manager. She's up in Kalkaska, Michigan. And Gordon, when he was on the air last night, he asked me a question, because I had mentioned that a tradition in my family, and a good tradition throughout the Scandinavian countries, is to have poppy seed kuchen for Christmas, or poppy seed cake. And he asked if you get some opium from that. And so I did a little bit of research, and come to find out, let me reset here. This is K2HA with the Scars Sunday evening, right? Well, if you're working and they do a drug test at your place of employment, they spring one on you, and you have just had two poppy seed bagels or muffins, you might test positive for opium and fail your drug test. It's happened. It happens often. Apparently, when the seeds are harvested, some of the opium milk can get on the seeds. It's very small, and usually I looked it up on the federal website. It says those sold here in the United States are usually washed, and so it is a minute amount. But if you want to be careful, you're not going to get a big dose of morphine from eating some poppy seed kuchen or cake or bagels or a muffin, but you might not pass the drug test, because some of those drug tests are very sensitive. So just caution out there, folks. I didn't realize that before, but now that Gordon brought it up, I do now. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Anybody else? Comments, stories about their Christmas when they grew up, check-ins, etc. Come now.
K
84 Oscar Victor in the V-check.
Okay, Pete, go ahead. KD4OVI over there in Central Florida, your turn.
Yeah, you reminded me of the ceramic. I made one of those things in my teenage years, one of those Christmas trees out of ceramics. You put these pegs in there, these colorful pegs in there, and you have a little light bulb inside, and you turn the thing on, and it lights up all these little pegs on each of the branches, ceramic branches that come out of the base here. But it's a pretty sight when you do that, and you fire it up in the kiln. You know, you go to these shops that have kilns and stuff. You put this thing in there, and you paint it any color you want it, or infuse a color that you want on the ceramic side. And it looks pretty. Back in that control, Katie, for Oscar Virginia.
Okay, very good, very good. Also, folks, I just remembered, we had talked about lino train sets before, and I have the O-gauge, and I still run them. I still have the transformers and things like that. There's a train store not too far from where I live, and I've been up there and looked at some of their engines. And some of the Lionel engines, O-gauge engines, they sell just the engine, sell for around $800. So it depends on which model you have. Some are more valuable than others. So if you happen to have a train set buried down in there someplace and it's still working, still good condition, you might want to have it priced out, and you might be able to buy a new transceiver with the what you get for the entire set of trains, because each car now is worth a lot of money, and especially if you have the original boxes. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA, with the Scars Sunday Evening Ratchu. Anybody else want to check in, recheck, before we close the net for tonight? And wish everybody a blessed Christmas and a blessed Hanukkah for those who are celebrating Hanukkah. And by the way, does anybody know what a dreidel is? I do, but do you know? This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, good evening, Fred, KCA. Fox Queen Victor here, up in Ohio, KCFQV.
Okay, Mark, I was wondering what happened to you. There you are. So, KC8FQV, what's happening, and are you ready to celebrate in a few days?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Well, you know, ready as well be. Yeah, help me and my sister help my mom. You know, she's home now, so but we still gotta take care of the things that are, you know, still have to get healed and everything. So that we were doing, changing some of the stuff. But nothing much else here happening. It is nice and warm up here for this time of year. So can't complain about the warmth that warmed up. All the snow is just about gone. There's a few traces here and there. Anything under a shaded area that didn't get sun beating on it is there still. So, you know, any type of object, it has a shadow. The shadow kept that snow there. So we'll send it back to net, Brad, KCFQV. 1693 is my number.
Okay, I thought you were going to say, you know, 1881 for the question we asked earlier. But, no, okay, that was your South Car's number. Okay, very good. Got it. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Okay, anybody want to, before we close the net, because tonight's the first night of Hanukkah, and menorahs are all across the country are being lit at sundown, and so there's the first candle for the first 8 days is being lit, and they're doing the Hanukkah prayer and the Hanukkah song, and celebrating and having lots of fun eating good food. It's a joyous holiday for them. Does anybody know what a dreidel is?
KV90WG.
Okay, David, you want to take a crack at it?
If I remember correctly, I believe a dreidel is a type of top that's played with. I'm not of the Jewish faith, so but I believe it is a type of a top that's played with during Hanukkah with the Jewish faith there. KV90WG.
Okay, yeah, you are correct. It is a top. It's a wooden top. And it's got four sides on it. And each side has a letter of the Hebrew alphabet on it. And so you spin the top. It's got a, you know, it's spinnable. And it's used, it's a gambling toy. And it's played during the holiday of Hanukkah, Jewish. But it is also it's a variant of a teetotum, which is a gambling toy. It's very similar, found in many European cultures, and it's also used for games, gambling games, among a small group of people. So that's what it is. But and also, the kids at the celebrate Hanukkah celebration usually get coins, chocolate coins, so they're given to all the children. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Anybody else? Any more check-ins, rechecks, stories that people would like to share before we close our special net tonight? Okay, nothing heard. We pray that you will have a safe, joyous event this Christmas or Hanukkah or however you celebrate this festival. And I celebrate it in church and with family. So we are thankful that you all came and answered questions and told stories. This was wonderful. We're planning on being here again next week for another NEP. So we'll come back next Saturday and see what we have in store for our NEP and topics, etc. Let me reset here. This is Fred, K2HA. We thank everybody for coming. And we're most pleased that with the response for our Christmas gathering. So let me just check this. Is there any other comments before we close? This is Fred, K2HA. Okay, nothing heard. This has been the SCARS Sunday Evening Christmas and Hanukkah Special Rag Jew, the VOIP version of the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. Now, net schedules and general information may be found on that information-packed website, scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com, where you can find propagation reports, you can find all kinds of ham radio information, you can find the weather, you can find just about anything you want. There's a link out there. So check it out. And you can look at the live button coming up and see what the questions are for next week. Your net host for this session has been Fred, K2AJ, the happy amateur here in Broomall, Pennsylvania, saying 73. And closing this VOIP session, thank you for your participation. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. May your family rejoicing be great. And may you have a fantastically wonderful new year. May peace and blessings go with you. This net is now closed. K2HA is clear.